All right, I'm going to give you a choice. You want to talk about Nylander or Seattle?
Whatever you want.
All right. I said I wouldn't mention the Nylander name again in the context of which we're going to discuss it, but since the deal happened on the weekend, did you expect the deal to happen?
I wasn't sure, but I thought he would sign.
Is the 6'9" number too high?
Look, I'm going to talk about it today, and then I'm not going to talk about it. I mean, I spoke my piece. I object to the deal as too rich for the placement the player has on his team. So if they're going to spend that kind of money, you can make a case that he's the eighth best player on the team. If you put Kadri
eighth.
Wow. I used sixth best. I said Tavares.
Yep.
Marner.
Yep.
Matthews.
Yep.
Morgan Riley.
Yep.
Freddie Anderson.
Yep.
Then this guy.
That's what I did too.
You could put Kadri in if you want. You could put
maybe
Jake Gardner in if you want. But let's say six. It's too much money
for the sixth best
guy. And also, to me, the mechanics of this, as I said, I believe on this show, to use a chess analogy, you're talking about a rook, like an important piece, like a knight, rather, an important piece. Like, I'm not talking about a pawn or
yeah.
It's still an important piece on your team. But the mechanics of negotiating with that knight are going to affect the king and the queen.
Mm-hmm.
And I think by caving to the knight, you've set a horrible example for what the other guys now think is going to happen. And to me, as I said on this show, it's a fight he has to have and has to win, and I don't think he won.
I'm going to just to be devil's advocate. He might help him win the Stanley Cup this year, number one, because they got a shot. And number two, it's really tradable. Like that deal, I know, you know, and again, no one has said he's not going to be traded. They've said there've been a lot of kind of.
Dubas has said something.
Yeah, we would rather not trade
that.
You. We would love to have you here, but no one's going to. So you can trade that deal.
First off, I don't think you can right now.
Not today, you can,
no.
But in the summer you can.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what I mean. So he helps you, and this year it's not going to hurt you.
Nope.
You know they've got the room this year, so you know they got a chance to win the Stanley Cup this year.
Maybe. Right. So now, what is the agent for Auston Matthews learn through this? What is the agent?
Well,
for
that's
Mitch Marner
the difference. Yeah, no, and I understand that part of the discussion that you take.
Well,
him to
I don't think you can separate.
Take him to the wall. Right?
You can't separate them.
I don't think you can separate them.
We've talked about this before. There's the Maple Leafs have between $25 and $26 million, depending on what you believe, to spend on their top three players, and this guy just took seven of that off the table. That leaves 19. Do you think you can sign Marner and Matthews for 19?
No.
No.
But then you trade them.
And you've got the Marlowe piece, too.
Yeah.
He's got a full no trade, no move.
And he's got one more.
He's only got one year.
One more year.
So you got to figure your way around that.
Jake's
but
up.
Jake's up.
Yeah.
And somebody's going to offer Jake 6.5-7.
Yeah.
Again.
I don't think they're going to get him at a hometown discount, do you?
I don't think so, but.
But
then you trade him.
Gardner.
No, he's unrestricted.
Gardner's free
no, I'm not
agent.
Saying trade. No, you trade Nylander.
Well, but that's what we've been saying for months.
No, but you
the inevitable is that if you sign this guy, you will have to trade him because you can't fit those three contracts.
I think it's a little short of inevitable, but it's a possibility.
And what your cap number is on July 1 probably makes you vulnerable.
Probably. Yeah, so, it probably does. So
to me, again, I laid out the strategy I thought they should follow. Those words went ignored, which they frequently will. I'm not saying anyone should follow my advice, but we'll see.
But don't you think that the reason they didn't, you know, the reason that they did it was that having him there as an asset this year when the window is open was more valuable to them than taking that stand?
If you believe they're a legitimate contender.
I do. Like, I think, you know, we can narrow it down. There's probably 10 teams that are legitimate contenders right now, the way the league's structured.
Well, the way you're counting legitimate contenders differently than I am.
Okay. How many do you think there are?
Let's do the checklist. Coach here. Top coach. Check the box. Great. Forwards. Excellent and deep. Mm-hmm. Lots of weapons. As good as anybody. Tampa's probably comparable. Nashville's probably comparable. Check that box.
Mm-hmm.
Goaltender. Check the box. He's a Vezina finalist this year. He had a meltdown last year in the playoffs, but a lot of top guys did. Now you get to the defense, and you compare it to the defense of the teams they're up against, and I don't think they're a legitimate contender. I also think two other factors. They're too small, and size matters in the playoffs, whether you like it or not. And second, They have no playoff experience to speak of. They got 13 games playoff experience. They're going to play teams where each player has 25 to 35.
Yeah, but one of the teams in the final last year was an expansion team. They had nobody on there that, aside from the goalie, had played in the playoffs.
Right, okay. I'm not asking you to agree with me.
I'm just saying that's, you know,
okay. That's a once in a lifetime scenario.
So I'm
the other team was the greatest collection of playoff chokers in history.
But the other team is a bricks and mortar NHL team.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. On that. I just think the experience thing is. It's way more of a free for all now than it used to be, because of the cap.
I disagree. I think, and if you add up the last year was a cat, they caught lightning in a bottle in Vegas. Good for them, but they're having trouble duplicating that success. And I think we won a cup in Anaheim, and we played in the conference finals the year before, so we got 3 rounds of playoff experience. And I'm absolutely convinced the only reason we won the next year is because the guys had to go through that.
Learn how to lose before you learn how to win.
So I hope I'm wrong. Okay, that's what I said on Tim and Sid the other day. I hope I'm wrong. I can't imagine a better thing for the city than to have a Stanley Cup parade.
Yeah.
I hope I'm wrong. And these problems are fixable. Kyle can go out and get a defenseman.
Yeah.
He can go out and get a big forward.
He's got some wiggle room.
So these are fixable things. I hope I'm wrong. I hope there's a parade. I'll be standing on the side cheering for it. I don't see it based on today's team.
Well, you know, again, the only X factor in that, if Frederik Andersen melts down again, they won't win. And if he's not great, they won't win. But you'd say that for just about any team in the league, right? You got to have great goaltending now, right? You can't hide.
But I think if you look at their top four, it's not good enough. And if they get an injury, they're in trouble. But most teams are in trouble with a top four injury.
I was going to say, yeah.
And five and six hole aren't good enough.
But there's not a super team out there, though, Brian. You could almost make that same argument about almost anybody out there.
Well, I don't care if you agree with me.
Yeah.
I'm just telling you, my analysis is they're not a legitimate contender today.
Do you believe in Nashville's goaltending?
Yes.
You do?
Yeah.
In the playoffs?
Last year they had a meltdown. Everyone did.
Yep. Okay,
that's why I said goaltending's fine.
Yeah, okay. But that's just, I'm saying,
check the box.
But that's a team right now where I would say, okay, Nashville, I can make a hell of a case for them right now.
Yeah, and I think Winnipeg is a team to be reckoned with.
Mm-hmm.
I think Nashville is. I know Tampa is. And Boston's a problem for this team. And they right now they're banged up and not playing that well, but they're going to be a problem if they draw them in the first round. And Buffalo's for real all of a sudden, short term.
Yeah. I wouldn't include Buffalo in that equation with due respect.
No, not yet.
You know, I think there'll be life and death to make the playoffs when all is said and done, and yet that is more than most people would have expected. They've had a very nice run, a lot of one-goal hockey games. But they went through 10 in a row, and now they're going through 4 in a row in the other direction.
Yeah, and they don't have the depth that Toronto has.
Not even close.
Especially now. Nylander is an important player. That's a good addition. They're a better team today. I'm glad we can talk about something else.
Okay. Chapter closed.
Well, he's in charge.
Yeah. Well, that's true, isn't it?
All right, Seattle, team number 32. I'm fine with it. I don't care. 31, 32 doesn't make any difference to me. Has no impact on me, unless you're planning on getting back into the president, general manager business. Has no impact on you.
Nope.
Any reason to believe that Seattle will have any trouble?
No, I think it's a home run. I think it's a hockey market. It's 4.9 million people? Big enough, critical mass, hockey tradition. They got Vancouver right up the road. They got the right people in the ownership group. I think it's going to work.
Dave Tippett was just on. He said that they took 32,000 season ticket pledges, and I think he said they've added another 5,000 or 10,000 since yesterday.
It's phenomenal. The only thing I'd caution is, how much money do people have to put in with their pledge?
I don't remember.
Probably $100.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we've seen everywhere from 50 to 500.
Okay.
So the general kind of.
Okay. So say I put 500 down and then the 4 tickets I want aren't available. I'm going to walk.
Yeah.
So I don't think it's a real number, but it's a cool number. It does demonstrate some level of interest and commitment. So it's a real marker. It's not a real marker, but it is a real marker, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So let's say it's half that. That's 16,000 real commitments on day one. That's enough. The building's only 17,000.
And you got probably 20,000 more that are on a waiting list.
Yep, yep.
So,
it's a real number.
They should be fine with corporate sales.
Yep.
Lots of corporations with their headquarters there.
Yep.
When you're talking about it being a hockey market, Brian, you're talking about kind of the junior hockey history there?
Historically, they had pro teams there in the
Western Hockey League, right?
And that was a long time ago in small buildings, but it's not like it's a new market. It's not like you're going to Arizona. It's not like if you went, you know, to a bunch of other, like Columbus was a brand new market.
Mm.
This is a hockey market, and people are knowledgeable about hockey. There's the Thunderbirds have their highlights on TV, and people know something about the game. I like it. I think it's going to be good. And no, I'm not interested in getting back, but I think they have good ownership, good venue, good city, good market, good rival just to the north.
Any thoughts on a nickname for the team?
And the other thing they'll do, they also will benefit from in the first few years, at least, of the Vegas phenomena where Calgary played their first game in Vegas. There were 6,000 Flames fans there.
Yep.
And so you're going to see like the Seattle Mariners are Canada's baseball team other than the Jays.
Yeah.
And so
everybody from Calgary and Vancouver goes down when the Blue Jays are there
and
buy all the tickets.
The Calgary people will go to Seattle to see a game for sure.
Well, Vancouver. Sure.
So, and that way Vegas picked up a lot of ticket revenue from Canadians.
Yeah.
So that's helpful too. So no, I like it. I think it's a good story.
So the NHL now has a division called the Metropolitan Division. The Metropolitans are the historic link to the NHL, like the Senators in Ottawa were. The Metropolitans, the first American, Seattle Metropolitans, first American team, a base team, to win the Stanley Cup.
Yeah.
But they can't call them the Metropolitans because there's a division called the Metropolitan Division. What do you think of that?
Well, I don't think that would be their first choice anyway. I think they'll do something thematic, either the Totems, which is a historical name in the market, or something around salmon. You know, there's a huge salmon around there, the Sockeyes, the Steelheads, whatever. I think there's possibilities there. I think Metropolitans, it's really hard to do a logo for one thing.
Yeah. Well, at least one that's relevant, I suppose. Although they have the
needle. Bunch of buildings, I guess.
Well,
I
mean, but they have a needle, you know.
Well, that's a good secondary mark for them. That's something you can put on the sleeve.
We got less than a minute.
Really?
Anything shocking happened to you in this first quarter of the season? Anything really stunning happen that surprises?
That only will take a minute.
That you can explain in less than a minute.
No.
Nope. Okay. Just thought I'd ask.
That was easy. That was way less than a minute too.
Leafs playing tonight?
Yep.
Yeah, Detroit.
They got the Detroit Red Wings.
I'm headed down right now.
Yeah. And Anderson's not going to play tonight. First time, I think, since he got here that he has missed a game, not due to injury, that wasn't a back-to-back.
They've got to manage his workload. So I think you're going to see William Nylander will inject a lot of energy into the Leafs lineup, but not just what he brings, because he hasn't played in 2 months or 6 months if you go back. But he's missed all of camp. He'll be full of juice. I think the team will feed off that. I feel sorry for Detroit a little bit tonight.
You agree with the notion that he'll play great the first game, maybe two, and then he'll start to feel
probably
the effects.
Yep. And he'll have flashes tonight. I don't think he'll have a great game.
And then he'll ramp it back up in a week or so.
He's a good player.
We're going to find out if he's $6.9 million good.
We're going to find out.
Thank you, Berkey. Always good to see you.
Thank you.
Talk to you next week. Brian Burke of the NHL and Sportsnet.